Daf. Okay, we're learning Daf Yudal on the base. We're up Tanya Chavosa Resh Lakish. Okay, it says them over here.
Where?
Tanya Chavosa, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. 6 lines from the bottom. Tanya Chavosa Resh Lakish. 6 lines.
Yeah.
Connected the Shisha Sidereshna. Tanya Chavosa Resh Lakish, Behol Kodesh, Lo Sigh, says in the past, Behol Kodesh, Lo Sigh. You should not touch Kodesh. Ashara lo oichel at lo oichel. This pasuk is teaching an ashara. You're not allowed to eat. Who's the one who dashed in this pasuk for eating Kodesh? It was Reish Lakish. This was the Gemara from yesterday. This Tanya Chavase, Machloikis yesterday. What is the meaning of this pasuk? According to Reish Lakish, this pasuk is teaching us a prohibition in ashara not to eat Kodesh in a state of tuma. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's teaching us that one is not allowed to eat Truma in a state of tuma. When it says kodesh, it's kodesh. Kodesh referring to kachim, kachshe kalim, kachshe kodashim, or is kodesh a reference to teruma? This was the machlokes we learned yesterday. So over here it says tani chavos reish lakish b'chol kush lo stig asar lo oichel oichel for eating kodesh. At oimer asar lo oichel ein elul asar lo nageya. Maybe when it says in the pasuk, maybe it means to touch. So this yesterday's gemara tamal oimer. We make a drasha. It says b'chol kodesh lo siga, and the next pasuk is v'el hamikdash lo savai. We're makdish eating. We makdish lo siga to entering the mikdash. Makdish kodesh lo mikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheyesh by netilas neshama. When it comes to the mikdash, b'yes mikdash, when a person enters into the base hamikdash, when he is tamei, he is chayv kare. So too, when the pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga, it must involve a prohibition where he's going to be chayv kare. If a person touches kodesh, when he's tam and he contaminates kodesh, we do not find any place in the Torah, any precedent where a person mechayev karis. There's no such thing. There's no such thing for a person mechayev karis just for touching kodashim when he's tam. The only time we find a person mechayev karis is when he eats kodashim when he is tam. So therefore, through this juxtaposition, through this hekesh, we compare bia to mikdash. It has to be that when it says in the pasuk, lo siga does not literally mean to eat. It means to touch. It means to eat. And the fact that it says it, why then did Torah write it in the Lashon of Negiya? It's teaching a side halacha that is there's a prohibition that a person is also not allowed to touch kodashim when he is tamei, but not that he will be chayiv karis if he does so. So ma mitzvah davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama, kol davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama, v'in b'negiya, mi'ika netilas neshama, do we ever have a precedent b'chol Torah kol that a person can be chayiv karis when he goes and when he touches? No. Ela b'achidif, we have no choice but to say when it says b'chol kodesh lo siga, it has to mean eating kodashim when a person is tamei.
Yeah, but what you just said now, why did the Torah say in the
Lashon of Siga, the teacher, that even there's a prohibition.
But where did you see this in
Gemara? That was more yesterday. A couple lines of the Gemara.
There's still an Issa, but it's still an Issa.
There's no Karis. Yeah. So that was the Gemara. That's really, we really should have done that yesterday. That was really the last Shlomo from yesterday's Daf. Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Rabbi Aryeh, the lion. Ashlam, good. Right, the Gemara. Amar, Rabbi Bar Rav Chana, Amar Yechonan, Kol Kol Lois Hasei, Shavet Shekadav Yasei, Loikin Alav, Anaya Sugya, Big Sugya, Shah Sugya. We have a concept called Alav, Hanitik Leasei. For example, Noiser. Noiser, do not eat, do not leave over. There's a prohibition, do not leave over. But if you leave over, what's halacha? So burn it. So therefore, is the person in Malchus leaving over? No, it's Alav, Hanitik Leasei. But let's the Torah writes the Asei before the Lois Hasei. The Torah says, do a mitzvah saseh. And then the Torah says, aloi saseh. It just so happens to be that if you do the aloi saseh, you can be masak in the aloi saseh with the aseh. But the aseh was given to you independently of the aloi saseh.
Yeah.
So mitzad echad, it's a lav, hanituk, liaseh. But mitzad sheni, the aseh is really an independent aseh because the aseh could have been fulfilled. We'll give a moment, we'll give a few examples. This concept. So the Shiloh over here is conceptually is a person chayiv malko is for such a type of lois haseh that's nitik liaseh, but the aseh was an aseh which came before. That's my Shiloh. I'm going to call lois haseh shekod shekod liaseh. Like and love, you get malkus. You get malkus.
You do get malkus.
He's very, very machmi. He's very, very machmi to halacha.
But if the aseh is after lois haseh, then you don't get malkus.
For sure not. If the aseh is after lois haseh, you for sure do not get malkus. Okay, no smart ones tonight. But if the assay comes, I have a whole morning today with smartphones, I can't take it anymore. If the assay comes, if the assay comes, what does he say over here? Rabbi Chaim Yochanan says, "Kol lizus yeshu kumas say no loikin lady gemalkus." Amulo, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, "On Marta, did you taka say such a locha? Taka, did you say such a thing on Marta?" Amar luhu loy. I never said it. I never said it. Here's the gemara. I never said it.
He asked Rabbi Yochanan, "He's saying in your name, Rabbi Bar Mochana,
I never said it." So he said, "I never said it." In other words, what did he come and say? He said, "Come here, because I changed on a charata. Chazorbach, I have charata."
So that means he did say it. He just retracted it.
But he retracted, right? So Amar.
So why, that's what's the lashon like?
That's a Rashi. That's what Rashi says. You're right. Rashi says it'll be Amalham loy.
Oh, Zar boy. You need to say.
Okay, so Rashi seems to say that he said he acknowledged Moedal Emes. He has to be Moedal Emes. MS is no greater than MS. Mela, when he means lo, he means I have charata. Kotosi, I have charata.
By the way, how did Rashi know that? You have to say Baruch HaKodesh.
Baruch HaKodesh, Avada. Rashi,
I'm serious
Rashi
now.
Is a Malkukim.
Fourth.
Avada, Rashi is Baruch
HaKodesh. That's how one Rashi.
You have to say Rashi. Sometimes.
Because Bapash's lo means I never said it.
Okay, in Echran, you have maybe even know the kind of Shas, you have to talk the Sprach. You have to know the language. When they say something, what it means, you know, Kol HaKula, you get a flavor. You speak their language. Omar Rabba, Rabba said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Hu Elokim, I swear, I make a shuah b'shem Hashem, Amora, you did say it." In other words, now what is it? Amora, you did say, means you don't have charata. You're just pulling out a leg over here. Amora, you did say it. You don't have charata. And the proof is, there's a pasuk in the Torah, Usanina, and the Mishnah we've just learned backs it up. It's mechazik the halacha that you do get malchus. What's the pasuk? Usiva. You, Rav Arye, wanted to know an example, so here you got it.
Let's go.
Here you got it. It says v'shachon min amachon tzitzul chozav. It says first in asay. The asay is if you're tamei, if a person is tamei, v'shalchu, send away from the machane. The person is in the mitzvah. Says the person is tamei, he should leave. Azov is not allowed to be in the Shtei Machnas. This is one of the reasons why Bezman is saying you're not supposed to go on Harbayis, because the Harbayis, even though the Harbayis is
morning
Harbayis, even the Harbayis is Tommy Mace, there's a lot of going to Harbayis, but Azov is not allowed to go on Harbayis. So who are we to say Bezman said that we're not Zovim? A person, we don't know what Ziva is, because very well be a person to Zov. The Zov, the only Tyra is Zayin Nikim and Mayim Chaim. People are not going to Mayim Chaim today. No one's cutting Zayin Nikim today. So the person is to be Chayish, he's a Zov. A Zov is not allowed to go on the Har Habayis. I think Abul Yashiv says this. I'm not sure Abul Yashiv says this. So therefore, it's not a place to be. It's not a place
only
to be.
Only Abul Yashiv?
What?
Is this like
Shem Zamanarach? I think they say this. The Gilgum said this, is that we're not looking to kind of Zayin Ziva. Memela, a person should not go to the Harbayis, he might be a Zav. Okay? It's a Chiddush. Siva, Yishachon HaMachne. Then the Pasuk goes on to say, Yishachon HaMachne, Kol Tzivu Kol Zav. And then it says, V'lo Yitamu. V'lo Yitamu Es Machanehem. And then there's a Lois HaSei. A Lois HaSei, do not get Tamu Ge Machanehem. Do not enter into the Mikdash when you're Tamei. And so now, what would happen if a person, Taka, goes into the Mikdash? Mr. Black, what's tonight? Isn't tonight Rabbi by
Shachter? He had a thing with that thing called
Angel Plus?
No, something that keeps the thing
with Pacemaker?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shachter?
Why? Last week.
Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Bishachar Machanev, Lo Yitam West Machanev, Tatanena, Habal, so Bishachar Machanev, Lo Yitam West Machanev. So here's the kash. So what's halacha? So definitely there's a loy sase. There is a loy sase. A loy sase.
After the essay.
And then there is a nasay. So l'chor it's a lav. Hanitak liase. Don't enter into the Mikdash in the state of Tumah. And if you do enter into the Mikdash in the state of Tumah, you can make tikkun. What is the tikkun? Leave. It's a lav. Hanitak liase. Don't enter into the Mikdash in the state of Tumah. And if you do enter in the state of Tumah, Vishalchu min hamachne, the Haredi police should pick up the person and have him removed. He doesn't belong here. So therefore, you should not get Malchus. But this assay was an assay that was written before the Lois assay, because the person who's taught me should know in advance not to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, it's an assay which came before the Lois assay. And yet, so this is our sugya. You have an assay which precedes the Lois assay. And then if the person violates the Lois assay, there's an assay. So what would the halacha be? Rabbi Yochanan says, before he had charat, he said, you get Malchus. And what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Haba El HaMikdash, in a state, in a matzav of Tumah, he is Chayiv Malchus, Eila Hein HaLeikin. So you see in the Mishnah that a lav Hanitik li'aseh, where the aseh was written in the Torah before the lo'isaseh, is chayiv malgus. So taneinu habot in our Mishnah habot la mikdash tamei. So l'choyev a gevaldigaraya from the Mishnah, from this halacha, alav hanitik li'aseh, where the aseh precedes the lo'isaseh, you do get malgus. So la'elamai tamikachadu is different. Why then did Rabbi Yochanan say afcharata? Mishum de kashli oynes. Ah. And this opens up another very nice example. Oynis, what's oynis? A man is ma'anis and yisha. What is halacha? He has to marry her, and he's not allowed to send lo yuchal l'shalcho kol yomav. What happens if the man goes and he divorces his the wife, and he married because he was ma'anis her, and therefore he was forced to marry her, and now he gets up and he says, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. I'm divorcing you. So he has now violated a loisase by divorcing her. Does he get malchus for giving her a get? The answer to the Chayra is no, because there's a way to be misakin the loisaseh of being machzer gerushasai, taking her back. The pasuk says in asay, lo sihiye liisha, she shall be to him as a wife. This is a mitzvah saseh. Lo yuchal l'shalcha, don't send her away. If he sends her away, he can be misakin the loisaseh by taking her back. So it's a lav, hanitik li'aseh, and the aseh came before the lois aseh. And what is the halacha? Does he get malchus for divorcing his wife? No, he does not. If a man...
What does he cannot fulfill the machzik rishosei?
Oh, a grush, a koyin. Yeah. Then he will get.
But
then,
if she gets remarried.
Same thing. If she gets remarried, or if he's a koyin, so he cannot be machzer gerusha by a koyin, or if she marries someone else, he's not allowed to be machzer gerusha after she marries someone else. Then ein hachinami, he will get malchus. But as long as the possibility exists for him to be machzer gerusha, so it's a lav hanitik li'aseh. He does not get malchus. Oh, but this is not your typical lav hanitik li'aseh, because in this case the aseh came in advance. The aseh was marry her. The assay was before the whole process began. And yet it says here that you're not going to get a malchus. We have a right over here, so the tiny little bride, so oynesh, a girish, a man that was ma'anes, a woman. He has mchiv the rights to marry her. And then he was violated the lease, he divorced her. Im Yisrael, who is Yisrael, so machzir, ve'enoy loike. Look at that. Alav, hanitik, liassay, where the assay was kodmoy lalav. Im kainhu loike, ve'enoy machzir, then of course you cannot remarry her. Amai, why does he not get malchus? Why not? Amai, it's loisase. This is loisase shekodmai asehu. It's a loisase where the ase has come before hu v'lilki. And this is machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish.
So what do you say by the manas? What do you say? Manas?
A man was manas, a woman. So yeah. now we trigger Rise, a whole yeah. set of halachas. There's yeah. an asay. Yeah. There's an asay. What's the asay? Loi siel isha.
Yeah.
He must marry her. It's an asay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now there's a lois asay. Don't divorce her.
Yeah.
Let's say he divorces her. Does he get malchus?
No.
Why not?
Because he could remarry
her. Remarry her. So in other words, it's a lav. Hanite liasei.
Except right? That, does she have to be in agreement also?
Yes, she has to
want. So that's not guaranteed that he can remarry her.
She's chalashing him. He's a movie star. Uh-huh. She wants to marry him no matter what. He has money. He has alamailas. Okay,
he has all the answers.
He has money. He's a movie star. He has mamish covered galore. It's like Trump. She'll be the first lady.
Yeah, okay? Very interesting what you're saying. He forced upon. He raped
what?
Her.
Yeah.
And still she wants to marry. What do you have? She falls.
I don't know about
that.
For moment in COVID. Mamish, a moment
that, that's the Eichatimsa. What happens if he doesn't have money?
Avada, so if he doesn't have money covered, so sometimes a woman wants tafsa, so she wants company. Can you do not know how people's minds work?
Now it's payback.
Go talk to marriage counselors. Marriage counselors, they're abused. Marriages, abused spouses, they no matter what, they do not want out of the marriage. With all the abuse, they just want that security of being married. It's not...
Tav l'meit of tandu.
Exactly. Tav l'meit of tandu. You see those gunshots. Tav l'meit of tandu.
What does that mean?
Better to be two bodies than to be all alone. A person who wants a woman, especially more than a man, he wants tzavsa.
That's right in the beginning of Kedushin, talks about it, yeah.
Weiter. So therefore, we have a woman who wants to go married. Therefore, it's a loisa say. The loisa say is not say. So do you get malchus? No, see, tell me, of course not. It's a lav hanitically I say. But this is not your typical lav hanitically I say. This a lav hanitically I say. Where the I say came first.
Okay.
And Mailer
and Yochanan. And yet the Brisa says
you potter. You potter.
Where does it say that?
No, it says the Farish ain't a loika. So therefore, so that's why. That is why Rabbi Yochanan says I have charata. I have charata.
There's a Mishnah that doesn't say like that.
No, so Einachnami. So it's a
he followed the bride.
Einachnami is taka kasha. Yes, a very kasha. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you know, in our case, it says Malchus. I'll give you an answer. The answer is because the kid v'shalchem and amachin is not really an asay shekod v'lois asay, because the halacha of v'shalchem and amachin kol tuv v'chol zav is only first begins when you go inside.
See, in I was case, thinking about that.
So it's not exactly
it occurred
the same.
To me this.
Okay, you can play with it. What you can say is, and I say, don't go in. Don't go. That's not the Pashtun. The Pashtun is, if you go inside, leave.
Right.
Go inside, leave. But if you never went inside, and you're outside,
yeah.
and you become a mitzvah sasei every moment you don't run into the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara in the Hamina seems to say yes. The Gemara in the Hamina is, if I'm now in America, and I'm deciding I'm not going to get on a plane to go to the Beis HaMikdash, because v'shachem nechol tzuvich olzav, oh, every single moment, Mekayim it's Saseh. So it's an Aseh, Shekhom, and Lo is Saseh. The Gemara says, no, stop, Shat. If you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Aseh. It's a Pashat. You tell me, don't go in. I need a Pashat to tell you, Mekayim and Aseh. The Pashat, Vishalchum and Amachin, is only triggered after you violate the Lo is Saseh. So it's a classic. So then it's going to be that it's a Kashat.
You saw this brought down?
It's Kashat list. I just said, okay, let's leave it out. Let's learn Pashup Shah now. It's a kasha. Okay? The Gemara is not addressing Daf Yomi. We can't address every kasha. The main reason is because I don't know the answers. Okay, so we can't address every kasha. The Gemara here starts about the thing over here is we have two different chetimsis. We have an asay lois asay asay v'shalchu min amachne asay lois asay lois asay v'loitamachsneim. Now we have an asay v'shalchu min amachne asay lois asay asay. Okay, we have also by the case of an oinis. Lo siel isha, say. Lo isa, say. Lo yuchal ashalch, say. Lo siel isha. So these are the examples, and what do we have? We have a stira. In one place it says it's malchus, one place it says it's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan was confused. He was confused. So you get malchus, not malchus. So originally said you get malchus. Then he saw the memory case of oinis. So if a chotos ya chavarata. Vaita, amula. Amula. So now we have a ground. So what's the answer? So the answer is following. Amula says no, I have an answer. When it says in the pasuk, really, I'll tell you, BMS, you get Malchus. The acre is like what it says in the Mishnah. Malchus, when it comes to Yishalchum and Amachne. Yishalchum and Amachne. So you go to get Malchus. Thus is the acre. You're going to get Malchus. You're going to get Malchus, right? That's the acre. What about the
even halacha? Even if Asa proceeds on Loisase.
What about the case of a Grush and Oinis?
Yeah.
In Oinis, that's an exception. The reason why in that case you're not going to get Malchus is because it's a Beferish apostle, a Beferish drasha to teach you that it's Mamish, a classic case of a Lav Hanitik Liase. Why? There's an extra pasuk upgrading it. There's an upgrade. What's the upgrade? Amula, lo yomer. Now we have to understand the Lahadama. There are two times in the Torah when a man has no choice. He has to marry a woman against his will. Two times.
I'm sorry, against?
Two times in the Torah.
Yeah, that was.
Zivik Rish and Zivik Shein. Two times in the Torah, a man has no choice.
And that he has to marry her.
They carry him down to the
Torah. Okay, one case is here.
One case is Oyin. The other case is Moshe Shemra. Moshe Shemra, he actually got married. He married her. It was with will. He married her. And then he wants out. And he says that this woman was Mizana. And then it turns out he's a liar. He was right. A liar. She was not Mizana. So the pasuk says, Oichit, that lo yuchal l'shach cholim, if he has to marry you, he cannot divorce her. So if two divin echit is in the Torah when a person has no choice but to marry
and if
woman,
he divorces her, he makes a grishasa.
So David the Mar saying there's no need for the Torah to tell us halach in two places. We can learn out one from the other with the mamad sinus. Madach, in the case of Moshe Shemra, you have to go and marry the woman. Certainly, by the case of Oinis, why is Moshe Shemra better? Because most will see the Mar explains. Because Moshe Shemra didn't do a Maisa. Moshe Shemra, there he never did a Maisa. He just said Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
Speaking is cheap. Talk is cheap. So even there, where he just said bad words, he lied. And here, the editor is so machmir. You have to marry her. You're mavaza. You mzalzal in the benois Yisrael. You have to marry her. Palm always to say mzalzal in the benois Yisrael. Mezalzel in Eretz Yisrael. So since he was Mezalzel B'divor, and yet the Torah is so machmir after marriage, al achas kam v'kam, the Torah is going to be machmir. Torah is going to be machmir. You have to marry an oinus.
Of course, the bomb kash with a bnei Yeshua on the bottom over his Moshe Shana. He's already married though.
He's already married her.
How can you learn that?
It's nisun, because he has to go to the next step. The answer is because even though Taki's already married to her, that's only Erisin. But he has to make a Maisi.
It was Maisi Shemra. He had beer with her.
No, he
that's why I understood it also. Yeah.
No, he did not. He did not. Not necessarily.
So how was he Maisi Shemra? On what basis? Obviously, yeah. He had beer with her.
He's already married. He didn't do Maisi. It's okay. I hear your question. Okay.
My question.
Okay. Very good. I don't know the answer. Let's go by it. Amula lo yoma lo si elisha be'oinis. There's no need to say that he has to marry Boinis. The Ligmar mi Motzi Shemra. Uma Motzi Shemra shloi osa ma'is. It's Dibor. He just spoke words. Okay, he married her. He was born her, but still the bias is not a bias issa. It's a bias heter. Eloi osa ma'is. Amrachmona gulis elisha. Oinis loi kol shchein. So therefore, lama nemar. I mean, in the parentheses, why didn't it say the pasuk Elisha? Im einoi inyan lifanov. Therefore, the reason why he said it was to tell you, Lois Elisha is telling you to be machazek. The asay. To make it into a full bona fide lav hanitik liasei.
That you don't get malchus.
You don't get malchus. What
does that mean?
If you don't need it before he divorces her, why? Before he divorces her, before he violates the lois asei. So use it after he divorces her. He divorces her, he violates the lois asei. Now there's a misasei to remarry. Machzik gerushasei. So the machzik gerushasei is in the same status as a regular classic lav. Hanitically, I say where there's not going to be Malkus. We divorce her, he's not going to get Malkus. So therefore, that's Ula, Gvalki answer. Ula is saying over here, in Echanami, the Ikari is like what it says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we're dealing with the case of a Zav, Tomei. A Tomei who comes into the Beis HaMikdash. It's an Asay, a Lois Asay, an Asay. Since the Asay comes first, you're going to be Chayef Malkus. The only time this love, Hanitla says, when the Asay comes after this, over here, the Asay comes first. The Mela Yechai Malkus. And don't ask me a kasha from the case of Oinis, where it's also an Asay, Lois Asay, an Asay. That's unique, because that Asay is really being darshan for afterwards, to make it, to upgrade into a love. Hanitically, I say, because we really can learn the halacha from Motzi Shemra, and the whole mention of the halacha is superfluous in order to provide an upgrade. In fact, the Gemara, no, it's not a good answer. You can't go learn one from Motzi Shemra, you cannot go learn one from the other. You can't go learn out. You get the chumra. You get Malkus, and you have to pay the tata of 100 zuz. 100 sloim, 100 coins. So therefore, Mishalim, Shein Loikul Mishalim. So, no, there's not. Xeris HaKos.
I'm sorry, where are you up to now? Shem get Kapoinus.
Right, Vakati, and it's not Shem Loikomar. You kill anyone from the other because Dikulim and Vakmalim with Shemishkin, only Loikul Mishalim. You have two punishments. Motzi Shemra's Mochom of the Noinis. Motzi Shemra, this Malkois and Mammon. So that's why the Torah says you have to marry her against your will. Torah has revealed that it's very machmir, but when it comes to oinus, so the Torah does not require you to pay money, and there's no malchus. There, the person just has to marry her. He has to marry her, and he does not, and he has to pay money as well. He has to pay money, but there's no malchus. There is no malchus. So since there is no malchus, the Torah is not so machmir. If the Torah is not so machmir, maybe enochinami, you would not be required. You would not be required to marry her. You would not be required. You only have to pay, since the Torah does not mechayev you malchus, only required you to pay money. If the Torah did not tell you to marry her, enoch nami, you would not be required to marry her. So therefore, don't go tell me the reason why it says you have to marry her is coming to teach me that there's a laugh, hanitikli asay. We need the halacha of marrying her first, for the halacha, that even before he divorces her, he's mechayev to marry her, because that's what the Torah wants to teach you. And don't tell me that it's obvious we would learn this halacha from Motzi Shemra. We would not learn this from Motzi Shemra, because Motzi Shemra is in a category by itself, because it's special, it's more common than usual. But the fact is, you get Malkus and you have to pay money. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, let's say, Pum Fakert. Let's say that the Torah, since that Motzi Shemra is more common, the Torah did not need to tell us by Motzi Shemra that he has to marry her. Let the Torah omit the halacha that a man must remain married to his wife in the parsha of Motzi Shemra, yes, and will automatically know it from Oynes. If Oynes, you do not get Malkus, you only get paid money, and there you have to marry her. Alachas kam v'kam, when it comes to Motzi Shemra, the Torah is more machma, you have to get Malkus and money, so certainly you have to remain married to her. So why then did the Torah go through the effort and mention that you must marry, you remain married to your wife by Motzi Shemra? In Einoi Tzarech L'Motzi Shemra, we have a right to extract it and apply it back to the case of Oynes, to tell you to upgrade Oynes to a typical classic Lav Hanitik Liasei, and you're not going to get Malkus for violating the Lois Asei. Ela lo yoimar lo siel isha b'Motzi Shemra v'ligma mi'Oynes u'mo Oynes she'eno yitzkal. So why didn't it say the pasuk have to marry by Motzi Shemra? We don't need it. It must be used for a drasha, typical drasha. We can take a knife and cut out the Torah from this place and cut and paste and put it in the parish of Oynes. And Oynes, we already know you have to marry her. It must be coming to teach you that you have to marry her after you divorce her. And it's coming a special pause to teach them that you must marry her after you divorce her. It's coming to upgrade it to a typical, a classic lav hanitik liasei. Fine, good. Everyone okay with this? Yeah, fantastic. Aryeh, clear?
Yep.
So now the Maru says, wait a minute, it's also not good. It's also not good because you can't go, you would not be able to learn Motzi Shemra from Oynes, because Oynes has a unique chumrah. When it comes to Oynes, he did a Maisa. That's why the Torah is so machmir and demands that this individual marry the woman. By Motzi Shemra, he did not do a Maisa Avera.
Didn't you say that before?
No, he just said B'dibber. So we use that svara when we were not able to learn out.
Right.
Originally, we were not able to learn out.
Phenomenon from
right. So we're using the same svara. No, exactly. We're using the svara both ways now. Exactly. We're using the svara again.
Going the other way.
We're using the svara again. We're using it the other way around. This that we found the Torah is machmir. The Torah is machmir by Oynes and demands that he marry her is because he did a maisa isra. Whereas Motzi Shemra, he did not do a maisa isra. He's married to her. He was allowed to be with her. He did not do a Maisa Avera. So there, maybe the Torah is not Machmir, does not demand that he remain married to her. Maybe the Torah will allow him to divorce her. So therefore, what's the bottom line? The Torah had to write the halacha that a man must marry or remain married to this woman twice. We would not be able to learn out one.
Because one has the chumrah from
each
the,
one has
their own chumrah.
Right. Mela, therefore, we do not have any extra pasuk to teach us that if a person violates the lois of divorcing her by oynis, then there's going to be an asay, a typical lav hanitik liasay, to prevent him from getting malchus. We don't have a special drasha. We have to fall back on the default. What is the default by oynis? Asay, lois asay, asay. When it's asay, lois asay, asay, this is what...
Where do you find an asay after what the lois asay?
It's part of the original asay. The original asay is the lois
asay. Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
It's part of the, that's the sling of the Gemara.
Therefore, according to Reish Lakish,
there should be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what he said originally, there should be malchus. And yet it says in the Brisa, if he is a Yisroel, there is no malchus. So we're back where we started. We're back. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan Charata. Everything now is Gvalvik. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan has Enechnam, so Rabbi Yochanan was not clear in the halacha. Enechnam, we have a stira. We have two Mishnayis, which are soyser one another. Two Mishnayis, which teach you the basic concept, asay, lois asay, asay, by entering into the base Hamidosh when a person is Tomei, and by the halacha of divorcing one's an oinus has to remain married to his wife. They both follow the same pattern, and in one halacha, the halacha is there is malchus, and in one place there is no malchus. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan stands down. I don't know what the halacha is. I have a stira. I don't know how to understand the stira. Therefore, I don't want to comment on this halacha. Vaita. So
Ella, he did comment.
But he changed his mind. He commented.
Why would he change his mind?
Because of the stira. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Because of the stira. That's why he changed his mind. I don't have clarity in this matter. So the Gemara says, no, I have a solution. I do have a solution for your problem. Ella lo yama lo lo si li yisha b'motzi shemra. I have a solution. No, let it not say lo yit lo si b'motzi shemra shahare ishtahi. Oh, this really is what you touched upon. Of Marcus Lehman.
Okay, sure.
He said this. Let it not say lo seal by mom, because he's already the wife. He's already married her. The man married her. And now he discovers that she's missing the basulim. And therefore he makes a bilbo. And therefore lo yashara shahara ishtahi. Lama nemar. Why then did it say it? In ain. So therefore, in other words, it's obvious that he must remain married to her. It's already his wife. And therefore he's not allowed to divorce her. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sharei Ishta Yitzhak Kvar Kitsha Unisa. What do you mean, Isha? He should marry her. He is already married to her. He is already married to her. So what's the Papa Torah Torah who's telling you this? So Lama Nehmar. Oh, so there's the words being addressed. The Mora says, so that's the Mora's back in business. The Mora says, no. The aim of Ein Inyan Lefan of the Most Yishemra, why are you applying it to Oines? If you don't need it for Moti, the whole extra words are by Moti Yishemra, why don't we apply it to Moti Yishemra to the Inyan La'achrav Didei Deloy Laki? Why don't we say that if a man is Moti Yishemra on his wife, and then it turns out that he is a liar, so he has to pay the father money, and he has to remain married to her. What happens now if he divorces her? He violates the loisasa. He divorces her. So will he get malchus? No, he won't get malchus because now we will apply the lo siel isha that says by Moti Shemra itself, which was superfluous to teach you that by Moti Shemra, if he divorces his wife, it's a lav hanitik liase. But that's not relevant to the sugya of oinus. Oinus is not that. So we don't have a pasuk by oinus. The whole pasuk was only written by Moti Shemra. So now that you indeed have discovered the pasuk,
it does say lo siel isha.
Only lo siel isha, but we need another pasuk. We need an extra pasuk. We're looking for an extra pasuk. So we don't have an extra pasuk by Oinus. We have an extra pasuk by Motzi Shemra. We wanted to extract that extra pasuk from Motzi Shemra and apply it to Oinus.
Yeah.
And there should be two assays. And the second assay will make it a lav and nikli assay. But the Gemara is saying now, no. If we have an extra pasuk by Motzi Shemra, why don't we take that pasuk of Valosi Elisha by Motzi Shemra and use it for Motzi Shemra itself?
Okay.
Itself. To teach you the halacha that if a man violates the halacha and he divorces his own wife after he was Motzi Shemra, he has an obligation to take her back. And even if he does not take her back, he will not get malchus. Why will he
didn't
not
we learn
get malchus?
That originally that's how the Gemara no, understood
that's
not, this
no,
in the
no, the Gemara was only discussing oines. The Gemara was only discussing this issue in regard to oines. The Gemara assumed to say when it comes to Moshe, we never discussed it. We never actually discussed what halacha will be by Moshe Shemra. That was a very big mystery. The Gemara mysteriously left that out. The Gemara only focused oines. But now the Gemara going through the entire process, the Gemara Shachta, the Gemara has now uncovered that really, indeed, you have the same issue with regard to Moshe Shemra. Mm-hmm. And if we have an extra pasuk, let's apply it to Moshe Shemra. And if the price that we mentioned above was the price of Oinus. So mm-hmm. Let's apply this. The Gemara says, Enochinami. It's correct. You're right. Exactly what we're doing. And after we've done this, the Asi Oinus, the Gemara Minei. Now that we know that when it comes to Moitzi Shemra, a man makes a bilbul and then he divorces his wife. Now he's not going to get malchus because he has potential to take her back. It's a lav hanitik liasei.
Once you know this, ain't a like
you get malchus. That's only the case. I guess you'd apply that halacha like a mishalim when it's a grusha or when it's a koyin. So koyin, then you get malchus in the moment, right?
That was the pirchim.
Yeah, that was the pirchim.
That's a different malchus. No. That's the malchus for being a liar.
Mine is in Lake of Mishalem.
When they discover that he's a liar. Discover that he's a liar.
Right.
They make an investigation. He's a liar.
Right.
So right away they whip him and they make him pay money.
Right.
And then they give a third punishment. Marry her. You're already married.
Right.
Stay married to her.
Right.
Now he does a new aver. He divorces her. He divorces her. Is he going to get a second malchus for divorce?
So now he's saying yes.
Now we're going to say
no. You don't get malchus.
You don't get.
And
the pasuk.
And learn oinus from that.
Oh, and now let's oinus from that. But the Gemara says we're going in circles. We can't go learn oinus from Motzi Shemra because we already said before because Motzi Shemra has a chumra of loiku mishalein.
Right.
So you keep going in circles. Right.
No, but each one had an oinus has the thing that you're doing a maisa. So either
But right now, whose court is the ball? The ball is in the court of Motzi Shemra. We have the extra pasuk at this point in the Gemara is found in the parasha of Motzi Shemra, for which we're applying to a lav hanitik liasei. We know that if a man, he divorced his wife, after he was Motzi Shemra, he has an assay to take her back. And that assay is so powerful, he's not going to get malchus for divorcing her. Now let's use that as a source to teach you the halacha when it comes to oinus. So Motzi Shemra is the source. The target is oinus. You can't go learn out oinus from Motzi Shemra because Motzi Shemra has the chumra of Leiko Mishalim.
What's the mice of being divorced?
What?
You a person can only get malchus. She has for mice. The mice is... the contract, the divorce contract.
Give the it's a violation of the Maisi.
So he's doing a Maisi, he's doing an action.
So the Mai Gomar Bine, how can you go learn an Onis? Ibe Kalva Chaimer, Ibe Mamatsini, you want another Kalva Chaimer? Because Onis is more Chomor. What was the Chomra? Either the Maisa. Maisi Shema was a Dibor.
Yeah,
but this is more common because he did a ma'aser. Right. Or even mamatzi, you just want to compare one to the other. We can't. Ekel emivich. We already slugged up making kal v'chaymes and mamatzi.
Yeah.
Kid parchina and malo motzi shemra shchem loy asa ma'aser. There by motzi shemra, by motzi shemra, you did not do a ma'aser, and since you did not do a ma'aser, that cannot be. That's not relevant to the sugya. To the sugya of oinus, maybe by oinus, when you did a ma'aser, we should be more machmir. We should give you malchus. By motzi shemra, we're going to go easy on you. Yeah. You divorced her. So take her back, and until you take her back, we're still not going to give you malchus. Why are we so generous not to give you malchus? Because this whole story came about through a dibur, did not come about through a ma'aser. But oinus, where this whole story came about because you did the ma'aser avera, we're going to be more machmir, we're going to give you malchus immediately. So therefore we can't compare one to the other. So the Gemara says, now Anaya Yisra, now the Gemara says the final answer. We've been waiting for this. Aryeh, don't fall asleep now. Aryeh, he works very hard, this person. You know, Mamish is almost, the Gansa is up 3 weeks, up 4 o'clock in the morning already learning davening. This guy's amazing. And he still comes to the daf. So Elam Rava. Kol Yamav va'amoid ve'achzer, because the pasuk says Kol Yamav is an extra 2 words. Lo yuchal.
But where? By Motzi
Shemra.
Okay.
By Motzi Shemra, it says.
You have to remain married. Kol Yamav.
It says. Wait, not by Motzi Shemra. It says. I'm sorry. It says by Oynis.
By Oynis. Okay.
By Oynis. The pasuk could look at Rashi. Rashi could have just said Rashi Dibur Hamasal Elam Rava.
Elam
Rava. It's right across the Rashi's. It's has to be love. He man was ma'anis a woman. You got to pay money. You have to marry her. Lo si alisha. Lo yuchal l'shalchav. Why does the pasuk have to add these two more words? My kol yomav. Why do we need these two more words? Hachi kamar lo tehei bishiluchecha kol yomav ela yachzren. He may not be separated for his entire life. He has to take her back. Those two extra words, which are superfluous, kol yamav, is like a new assay to teach you that if you do violate the law of divorcer, you have a new assay to take her back, to make it into a bona fide lav, hanitically assay that you're not going to get malchus. Good? It says, kol yamav ba'amoid v'hachzer. That is the answer.
Okay? I don't know why you couldn't just learn it from Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. That tells you can't get rid of her.
No, because Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha is a loisa. That's exactly the problem. That's a loisa say. Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha is a loisa say. It's a prohibition. Now, let's say he violates the loisa say. So now there's a mitzvah of there's a mitzvah of Lo Siel Isha. You have an assay.
Right.
You have an assay. Lo Siel Isha. Now you have a loisa say. Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha. You have violated the loisa say. So what do you do now? The assay is reinstated. Lo siel isha. Will you get malchus for the lois assay? That's the sugya.
Yeah.
Because when it says lo yuchal l'shalcha, that's a lois assay. Shekod my assay. The whole sugya, the glory is you have a lois assay, hanitically assay, you never get malchus. A lois assay that is followed by an assay, there is no malchus. What is unique about this whole daf from this whole sugya is it's an alav, hanitically assay, but the assay was kodmoy, came first. So therefore, that's the shiloh. What is halacha in that case? The moment you're saying this is not a shiloh, because in this case we have an extra pasuk. It says in the pasuk, kol yomav. Kol yomav acts as a second assay. Lo siel isha's assay number one. Then there's a lois assay. Lo yuchal l'shalcha. And now it says kol yomav. It's a naya assay, a new assay. So you have a new assay, it's a lav, hanitically assay, there's definitely no malchus. So it's not relevant to a typical assay.
When you agree, this is a gewaltige chiddush, those two extra words.
Yeah, it creates a whole new halacha.
Because it's adjacent to l'shalcha.
That creates the change of dynamics.
Because you understand it.
Yeah,
it's a gewaltige chiddush, as if it said, remarry her.
Bye from the Gemara. I'm going to pop a love. Okay, now, the Gemara, now, Rav, probably is a general question. So what is the bottom line? The bottom line over here is that you have a lois assay, and this lois assay, shekod moy assay, is going to be Shekodmai Aseid is going to be Malkos. Elav Hanitik Liaseid, there is no Malkos. But if the Aseid is Shekodmai Liaseid, which is Lamaskar, we really one example. What's the only example we have? The case of Yishalchu Min HaMachne called Tzorua V'chol Zof. And then we have a Lois Aseid. And the Lois Aseid is V'lo Yitam Wes Machaneim.
Yeah.
And now let's say you violate the Lois Aseid. So the Aseid has been reinstated. So what's the Gemara's maskana? There is going to be Malkos. So for the Gemara, but this type of loisa say is nadam delav de chasima. Every loisa must fit into the template of lav de chasima of muzzling. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. The parish of Malkos Arboim is chukash to lav de chasima. The loisa say of muzzling. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal. So by lav de chasima, is there an assay? Is lav de chasima? No. So if this lois aseh does not follow the template, the paradigm, the model of all lois aseh of lav de chasima, you can't get malchus.
Why does it have to follow the lav de chasima?
That's the Gemara, Mr. Josh. The Gemara is the Josh. We had the Gemara daf of four. Being that these two halachas are juxtaposed, lav de chasima and the parish of Malkos
Arboim. Basach Shabbadishai, you're referring
Basach to? Basach Shabbadishai.
Yeah.
And then it says, we have the parish of Malkos. The two are next to each other. The Gemara makes a drasha that the Lav de Chasim is the perfect. It's the perfect loisase. And if you're going to compare, and if you're going to find, every time you want to get Malkos, it has to fit into the dogma of Lav de Chasim. Lafuke, we learn no Misa Spezdin, there's no Misa. For Lav de Chasim, there's no Misa. And there is no, it's not an assay, and there's a maisa, you have to do a maisa, muslin. This is the perfect example. We might use this in many different places, I don't remember.
This is right next to Malkos?
Yes, next to Malkos. So therefore, is lav de chasima, is it a lav, shekod my assay? Is it a lois assay, which was preceded by an assay?
No, because there's no assay there.
Exactly. So therefore, if anytime you're going to find me a lois assay, shekod my assay, you can't get Malkos.
Uh-huh.
You can't get Malkos, because it's not doimit to the marshal. This lav is not the lav de chasima. Amalei, so what? Mishum, b'chsidei rachman assay, yatir migragara. So it's not doime. When we compare the lav de chasima, it does not mean every little dot, every little detail. Just because the our gemara over here, the case of the shalchum and amach and the kolsuv calls off. So there's an assay. Just because there's an assay doesn't make the lois assay any worse.
So what do we learn now from lav de chasima?
There has to be a lois assay. There's no misas bezdin. There's no misa. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. There are other halachas we learn out. But this particular detail that there's an assay that comes before, the Gemara is saying, it's a chilek that's not machalik. Hear that expression? It's a chilek, it's a difference,
it's irrelevant.
That doesn't make a difference. Just because you find differences doesn't mean the differences have a change in halacha. Doesn't make a difference. In a chanami, lav de chasim is muzzling, and the person who's tameh is tameh. Is that machalik? Is that a difference? If someone who's tamek, you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. A person, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. What does muzzling an animal have to do with entering the Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. Two different halachas. So just because one has an assay before another doesn't, the assay that comes before the lois assay is not relevant, the Gemara says.
And therefore, you don't give malchus.
Therefore, you do give malchus.
You do give malchus.
Lav de chasima gets malchus. A lav shekod may assay gets Malkos.
Wow.
So, Frek the Gemara, if it's a lav shekod ma'asei, it's not done with the chasima, so you should not get Malkos.
Oh, okay.
So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Just because the additional assay doesn't make a gara. Frek the Gemara, Yachiv, so that's the case. So, lav shekod ma'asei, nami. Leim, mishum, mikos, rachman, assay, atir, migra, gara.
Was he asking that?
Our classic case. Noiser. Veloi, so sidu, minabek, vanish, and rekha, ba'ishti, sorry. A classic example of lav hanikli assay.
Yeah.
So, do you get Malkos? Do you get Malkos?
No.
No, why not? Because it's a lav de chasima. Why? It's not like lav de chasima. A lav de chasima it's not a lav hanidikli asay. So give the same answer. Just because the Torah gave an asay, tabalais asay, nigra gara.
Right.
So the Gemara says, amalei ahu lenatuke lav hudiyasa. The Gemara says, no, you can't compare. There, when the Torah gives an asay after the lois asay, that's a fundamental difference. That's not a kasha. when the lois asay comes after the asay, when the asay comes after the lois asay, it's clear the asay is coming to be oiker, to be oiker the lois asay.
So you need of tshuva.
Not a tshuva.
You could still rectify your action.
Right. Therefore, it's much more fundamental. Whereas when it comes
you can fix the problem.
The asay comes with the lois asay. The asay is not a tukay. It's not coming to abud. It's just stop. There's an asay and there's a lois asay. Happens to be that if you do the lois asay, so there's a way to make tikkun. But when the asay comes after lois asay, that's much more fundamental. It's a very deep source. Vital. Now the Gemara is away, and that's not so simple. You're telling me now that when asay comes after lois asay, the asay automatically is oiker. Just the fact that the asay is there, even if you don't do the asay, the asay itself just being there
will knock out the malchus.
Knocks out the lois asay. That's not so simple. Now here we go into a naya sugya, a shas sugya, and that is hanichlam and yamar bitloy v'loy bitloy. That's only true according to my learning. It says bitloy v'loy bitloy, which means that just the fact that there's potential for there to be an assay, that it's there, that I have an option, I have options, that takes away the lois assay. But el mand yamar kimoy v'loy kimoy, no. It all depends if you makayim the assay, which means that the lois assay does not go away. The lois assay is there. And then the only way to knock out the lois assay is mamish doing the assay. Michael Lemema, what are you going to say then?
Why does he use the lashon bitloy bitloy?
Okay, let's see Rashi. This is a very important Rashi. This is a shas Rashi. It's quick. We have to go very quickly. We're getting so many questions. Let's see a little bit of Rashi. Because it's very specific. This Rashi. Rashi, it's four lines after it gets wide. Okay. Okay. Let's say the case of a grusha, an oinus. He marries her. Then he divorces her. He has to remarry her. I don't want to marry her now. I'll marry her in 10 years from now. I'll marry her in 20 years from now. So, the Torah gave you a very long time for the rest of your life. A very long time. You're not going to get Malkus. You'll never, ever get Malkus, even if you never divorce her. Why not? Kolzman sheyochol loy marni machzer ein bez malkin so. Okay, that's basically what you're saying over here is that since you have the option available, it automatically is menatek the assay. Menatek the assay.
Because there's no time period. You can there's say no you can do period, it down the road.
Down the road. Yeah. So therefore, it's in echnami. It's not like lav the chasim. Lav the chasim. The loy's assay is there forever. But a lav hanitek the assay. If the assay is there, it's menatek the loy's assay. I don't even have to do the assay. The fact that the assay exists, that itself is menatek the loy's assay. Wait a minute. That's not so simple, that lumber. Now there is a possibility for you to get Malkus. How do you get Malkus? If she marries someone else. If she marries someone else, then you can't do it anymore.
He can do it.
But if she marries someone else, or he's a kohen. So bitelus asay, if you mevatel the asay, if you are mevatel, then you can't then nechanami, then you can be chayav lois asay, chayav alav. Loy bitelus asay, I was not mevatel it, but I never did it, I was not mekayim it, the potential is there. Potter, shehalav toloy bebitelu asay, it's only in the bitel, the ain't enigma ad sheyevatelus asay, biyodayim bebitelu oilam, shalichu lus chayim oid. Another example, because those examples are, you make a neder. This man says, I make a neder al das rabin. That neder, hataras nederim, does not work. Erev Hashana, you come before the dayanim, the yinamunchim, you say, when we battle this neder is al das rabin, it does not work.
What does it mean, al das rabin?
Al das rabin means the ganz klal Yisrael. The only one, the way they can battle my neder is I have to ask every single member of klal Yisrael, are you masking that she battle the neder?
So why all of a sudden is this something you have to ask ganz klal Yisrael? Normally you have to ask...
Three people. Because no one would ever dare make a neder al das rabin.
Over here, if he makes a neder that she's not going to get any honor from
I make the neder in front of three people, I don't want to marry her. So big deal. Go to the neder, you can marry her.
Yeah.
But you make a neder al das rabin that I'm not going to marry this woman. There's no heter for that neder
because it's impossible to be matter.
So male, can you ever marry her again for the rest of your life?
Yeah, bittel.
Can you ever marry her?
No.
Can you marry her? So by making this neder, you are mevatel the asay. I can marry her. I make a neder, I don't want to marry her. Al das rabim. So I can never be mevatel that neder. I can never go and marry her. I can never marry her. I was just mevatel
the. So therefore he has to get malchus.
He gets malchus. But let's say I don't make that neder, and I just procrastinate.
Right.
I stall.
Right.
I stall. There's no bittel.
Right.
When are you going to marry her? When I want 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 80 years, whenever I want, I'll marry her.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, but if you never married in the meantime, as long as the potential is there, it's menatek the loy sase. But in Elinkin,
Medula, Shlom, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's an Arish Agam. Doesn't say it's reason medim le mitzvahs. You have to do it as soon as possible.
There are a lot of things you should do right away.
No, but some say that's a smachta.
Lindas. Anyone who comes to Lindas past 7:30 is in violation. Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs.
Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs.
What are you going to say? No. Ella Elim came Madira Shalotahen and there Shain Lay Hanakiro come on. Elamand Yamar Kim Balet Silamakiem as I say Potter Loikim Balet say you take a much harder stance. We're giving you a week. How long does it take you to marry the woman? It takes you a day, a week. So listen, you get an apartment, go get a job to support her. We give you a few days. Then Loikim Khayev. It's not tolling the bittel. The lav is oimid v'kayim. The lav is here. The lav is here. It's taka dem glav the chasima. So they have taka. You're right. Then the halacha will be the lav hanitik liasei. You should get malchus.
If he doesn't become the mitzvah,
migragora. Just because then there's an asay, it's a migragora. Oh, but it's not dem glav the chasima. So it's not dem glav the chasima. Who cares? Migra gora, is it worse?
Yeah.
There's a lois asa. If you learn it, bit loy, it's haka is worse. Because this taka no longer lois asa. Once there's an asa, this potential for the asa is oike mamish me koroi, the lois asa. But if that's not the lumnis, the lumnis is kima, we give you one day. You're going to marry her or not. If you're not going to marry her right now, we're going to give you malchus right away. The lav is unavakayim. Shemishoshav alalav nigmar. We'll give you a choice. Listen here, sonny boy. That's it. You shape up or ship out. You can't go say, call Yom 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 Yom
Yom
Yom Marriage is like a pair of tefillin.
As long as you don't
go into, you don't have a pair of tefillin, what are you going to do? You go into the store. How many pairs of tefillin are for sale? Three pairs. You're going to walk out with one of those three pairs. These are your choices. You know what someone told that to me? Vaita. You go into bez and they give you a choice. The you can always say I'm mikayim. Okay, so this vaitim was different. So why then taka? If you're going to learn a manam that says that it's bitloy, you're in business. But if you learn like the manam, kino, different. You should get malchus by a lav. Hanitically, I say you
until
should
until you fulfill the mitzvah of mitzvahs.
Right. Yeah. So the most. It's not a kasha. Who's the one that says this svara? Midi who time.
So I'm saying, according to Mandama, that lav still stands until you don't fulfill the mitzvah.
So if that's the bila, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, let's go back now to the case of Shulchan Amachanek called Tzuvah Chozov.
Yeah.
So there's called Tzuvah Chozov. So we have over here an asay. Or let's talk about the case. The case of. Called Yamav in the case Rav Yochanan says we need a special pasuk. We need the pasuk called Yamav to teach you the halacha alav hanitik liasei alav. We need that, and if we don't have the lav, the extra pasuk alav hanitik liasei, then there would be malchus. There would be malchus. Now the question is, why would there be malchus? Why should there be malchus? Why don't we go say the lamdis of bitloy v'loy bitloy? No, let's read the words along the mark. Midu time el Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le Rabbi Yochanan l'tana, t'ni bitloy chayev loy bitloy potter. Einachnami, the only reason why we have this problem is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is following the right shita. Okay, let's go back. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains very clearly. It's a little confusing over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi on top says, Midi who time Rabbi Yochanan. Mi chutzrach lidrosh kol yama ba'amoid v'hechzer. Who is the one that needed these extra words kol yama to teach you that by the case of an oines, it's a bona fide lav hanitik liaseh?
Yeah.
Who was the one that needed to come onto that pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we don't have the pasuk of, we don't have the pasuk, the pasuk, then it would be a lav shekodmai asay, and you would get malchus. Yeah. Now that we have lo siel isha, so now it becomes a bona fide lav hanitikli asay, and you don't get malchus.
Because there's an asay afterwards.
So what's the kasha? Migra gara? Just because there's an assay which comes after the lois assay, so what? You should still get malchus.
Yeah.
Just because the lav hanitikli assay, right. So what?
Yeah.
If you'll tell me the lomdis of lav hanitikli assay is bitloy, which means forever you can be.
Explain bitloy.
Bitloy means that the only time you're going to get malchus is when you make a neder. Al das rabim. I'm never going to marry her. But if I don't make that neder and this potential. The potential exists for me to marry her.
Right.
I'm going to be potter from the loy saseh.
Even if you haven't fulfilled.
Even if I fulfilled it. So then what does that mean? It means that a lav hanitik liaseh, you're potter from malchus.
Correct.
So Rabbi Yochanan holds a lav hanitik liaseh indeed is potter from malchus.
Right.
Why? Because, but that the lomness of a lav hanitik liaseh potter from malchus is only true if you learn a lav hanitik liaseh is with the lomness of bitloy v'loy bitloy. But if you learn the lomdis of a lav hanitik laseh is kimoi v'loi kimloi, then you're going to be chayiv malchus.
Explain kimoi v'loi kimloi. That
kimoi v'loi kimloi means that we give you 5 minutes to decide if you want to do it or not. Oh. We give you 5 minutes, and if you don't want to do it, if you don't want to do it, you get malchus right away. Uh-huh. Why? Because the aseh is not oiker the lois aseh. The lois aseh stands.
Uh-huh.
So that's the case, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you should get malchus. The pasuk right. Below sielich is not accomplishing anything, because if you're going to learn the lomdis of kimoi v'loi kimloi, there's basically no such thing as a lav hanitik liaseh. There's no such thing. So what then did Rabbi Yochanan accomplish? We went to this whole Shach Vitaria. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a special pasuk by Oynis of Lo Sil Kol Yomav to teach me the case of Oynis is a lav hanitik liaseh, and I'm potter from Malchus. But the only time you're going to hold a lav hanitik liaseh is potter mi Malchus. If you learn the lav, this is bitloy v'loy bitloy.
So maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that way.
Exactly. The Gemara says, Midi hu taima, the whole Gemara is only Rabbi Yochanan. Very good. Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan. Latani.
Like, if you've learned Kimim Lekimim, why is not, that, why is
because
that
the law, because you chayiv malchus, even if you didn't do it, if you hold kimloy, a person he divorces the woman, and they tell him you have to marry her. You're going to marry her? I'll think about it. Malchus, we give you malchus right away. You get malchus right away. Oh, but we have an extra pasuk. The pasuk says kol yamav. Big deal. Just because it says kol yamav, another one I say migregara. Just because there's an extra assay, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to be chayav malchus no matter what. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not going to be chayav malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan has to become conform to the concept of bitloy v'loy bitloy, which means that the assay is oiker legamri the lois assay. As long as there is potential to do the assay immediately takes away the lois assay. But if you learn kimloy v'loy kimloy, we're giving you a choice in 5 minutes what to do or not, the assay is not oiker the lois aseh. The lois aseh is strong and solid. We're going to give you malchus. The Torah said that if you want to take away the lois aseh in 5 minutes, you can take it away by doing the aseh.
Why is that? That
that's not oiker. That lomdis.
Okay, it's not oiker.
The lois aseh is chayiv kayam.
Okay.
Chayiv kayam. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not
chayiv kayam. But if he does fulfill it, we'll give him 5 minutes, and he does it.
Then he's potter from malchus. He's potter from malchus.
So why is
but
that?
That's not enough. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says you potter legamri. Rabbi Yochanan said you potter legamri no matter what. You potter legamri. That's only if you learn bitloy v'loy. Rabbi Yochanan told us. So Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana, Tani, I want you to be going to the Mishnah bitloy chayiv loy bitloy potter and echnami his nusach his sprach is bitloy v'loy bitloy. Vaita. The Tani time comes to be more now elaborate. He said a very funny nusach, a stira. Call mitzvah lois asay sheyesh b'kum asay. So it's a stira. First it says kiyem asay if you mekayim the asay sheba potter, and then he says bitul asay sheba chayif. Those two words are contradictory. It's either kimoy v'loy kimloy or bitloy v'loy bitloy. You can't go mix and match these two nusachos. These two nusachos are contradictory to one another. So this says amalei mike amrit. Either say kiein potter loy kiein chayiv, or say bittel chayiv loy bittel potter. Don't go learn kiein and bittel. Those two words are contradictory because this goes against the whole lundis. So it's tini. So he told him the correct girsa is bitloy v'loy bitloy. Rabbi Yochanan says the correct girsa is bitloy v'loy bitloy, which means as long as the potential is there, there's no lois asay, because the asay is oikir lagami immediately. There's no lois asay. However, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he disagrees. He holds the lamnis as kim v'loy kim loy. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds there's no such thing as lavendik asay. When you learn shas and you learn this concept of a lav hanitik asay, there's no malchus. It was only the theory of Yochanan.
Yeah.
Reish Lakish does not hold of this concept. Ki hu zeh. This here in a chadam, there's a legal loophole in 2 minutes. They give you a choice in 2 minutes. If you want to be oike, you want to do it. But bechlal, what's talking about machlokes? Michael Bavgi, the machlokes, the Ashras Sofik. This all goes back to a more deeper issue, the Ashras Sofik. When they give a person Ashra, don't divorce this woman. If you divorce this woman, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get malchus. If you divorce this woman, is that Hasra, Vade Hasra? Yishol Zef. I mean, they say to him, don't divorce this. If you divorce this woman, you're going to get malchus.
Okay.
Does he get malchus? Do you know for sure he's in violation? No. He has an option after he divorces her to take her back.
Correct.
So therefore, it's Hasra Sofik. Do you get malchus for Hasra Sofik?
Right.
This the machlokes is.
My house, my rabbi, put off the whole lab, and my is what I.